Cuomo's proposed budget includes legislation that would severely restrict local government's authority to regulate new cell phone towers and give service providers unfettered access to the municipal right-of-way. That's according to the New York State Conference of Mayors and Municipal Officials, which is opposing the change. Amherst supervisor Brian Culpa says Cuomo's plan raises a lot of questions.
We need to strengthen our broadband throughout all of our municipalities and throughout the state. I think that's a given. The thing we have to make sure we do is, as we do that, not sort of abandon, you know, the priorities of local homeowners, the priorities of local property owners that, you know, have a stake in the game as well.
Verizon declined an interview, but in a written statement said the executive budget proposal would improve services and pave the way for 5G, the next generation of wireless technology. Village of Lancaster Mayor Bill Schroeder tells WBFO News municipalities can handle regulating cell towers just fine.
We have a number of cell towers in our village, and we've had no problems. And I think that once the state gets involved, that they just have a tendency to make things, much more complicated and difficult. And there's very little benefit to the municipality.
But Verizon says it faces inconsistent municipal regulations and high local fees to access public rights of way. Cuomo's plan would establish a uniform process and reasonable fees. Culpa says he's concerned about the town losing its control over the siting process.
And then at the same time, you know, we're now sort of losing the fees that are associated with the permitting process, and that doesn't necessarily bode well either.
Verizon says excessive municipal regulations and fees slow the pace at which the company can bring the public faster wireless speeds, increased data capacity, and new technologies. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.